First parak of Sukkah, Mishnah Tet. One of the things necessary to make a Sukkah kosher is to have walls. We saw that you have the three walls, which are really the bare minimum is two walls and a tefach and a third wall. And now the Mishnah is discussing what is the position of these walls in respect to the ground. We also learned before that they have to be 10 tefachim tall. So Hamashashim defunit me lamala lamato. If a person started building his wall from the schach downwards, so even if he had the full 10 tefachim of walls, but in Gevayim and Ha'od, Shloshes tefachim psula. If it's more than 3 tefachim above the ground, it's psula. There's a concept called mechitza tluya, a hanging mechitza is possible. One of the reasons is it has to be a mechitza that keeps out wildlife. If a goat shouldn't be able to go underneath it. Milmata l'mal, if you start your mechitza from the floor up, in Gevayim and Ha'od, if it's 10 tefachim from the ground, sheira, because that's the minimum height of a wall. Now the chiddush over here is even if the schach is way up, as long as it's above the walls are 10 tefachim there, and the schach is a few amas up, it's also kosher. The discussion, why is this so? Either because of a concept called good asik, which halachically we look at the walls extending up to the schach, or maybe you don't even need that. It's just the halacha is, and you have the wall to the 10 tefachim and schach on top of it. If there's a gap in between, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yosi Oymer, Kishem Shalamata Lamala, Asar Tvachim, Kachmi Lamala Lamata, and Asar Tvachim. Rabbi Yosi is making on the first point of the Tanakh, and he says, just like a wall from the ground up, the 10 Tvachim is good enough, so to a hanging wall is also good. He does not hold this problem of Mechita Tloya. Suspended Mechitas are good as long as they're held in place, even though there's more than 3 Tvachim underneath them. This is Rabbi Yosi's opinion. We do not pass them like that way. We pass the Mechitas have to go down to the ground, or at least within 3 Tvachim of the ground. Hirchik, as says, Tizos, Menad, the Fonish, Vesh, Tvachim, Sula. Not only vertically is a discussion, this is a horizontal discussion. The head schach that goes vertically up to the height of the schach, sorry, the walls that go from the floor up to the height of the schach, the schach has to be either touching the walls or be within 3 tefachim of the walls. If it's more than 3 tefachim away, it's considered disconnected from the walls. So you can have a situation in which 90% of your sukkah is covered with schach and your sukkah is puzzle, because the tzrach is not connected to the wall, it's separated by 3 tefachim from the walls.